There lay a child one day, and the sky was bright with a holy light for the place where Jesus lay.
Everyone, I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise. We began our program with a wonderful medley by the Long Beach Festival Singers and the Bob Krogstad Orchestra and Chorus. Angels we have heard on high, angels from the realms of glory, the birthday of the King, and winding up with O Holy Night. Well, we're about 11 days away from Christmas. And I suppose many of you have already purchased your Christmas presents. There may be a few like me who wait until the last few minutes. But Christmas is a time of celebration, a time to worship the newborn King who was born 2,000 years ago but still lives today. Today we're going to be talking about something you may have not thought about too much. How did Joseph accept what the angel told him? Remember, the angel came to Joseph and said, "Joseph, don't worry about Mary. Go ahead, take her as your wife, because the child that's in her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. Now that would be quite a shock for a man, wouldn't it? But Joseph stepped out on that limb and he hung on believing God. We're going to be talking about how Joseph handled that situation and how we need to handle those situations in our lives when God comes and tells us to do something and we don't understand at all. Are we the type of people that just sit on the branches? Or are we willing to climb out on that limb and hang on because God tells us to? We'll be talking more about that later in the broadcast. And we're going to share with you a psalm today that we have not used in well over a year. That's Psalm number 2. But right now, let's ask God's blessing on this time together. Heavenly Father, thank you for Christmas. Thank you for this time of the year when the whole world celebrates. Now, Father, we know that many do not celebrate the newborn king, but we know the real reason for this season, and that's because you entered into our world in the form of a baby, and then you grew up as the man Jesus, and you told us that you loved us. And then to prove that love, Lord, you died on the cross for me and for the entire world, that we may have a relationship with you and that our sins might be washed away by the shed blood of the Lamb of God. Father, thank you for Christmas, for those important 33 years in our history when Christ lived among us and died for us. And Heavenly Father, I pray that you will use the carols that we sing today and the thoughts that we share to remind us, Lord, that Christmas is a time of love. It's a time when you came and showed your love for us. Thank you, Father, for the plan of salvation, a plan that you had in mind, Lord, before the world began and came to fruition about 2,000 years ago when Christ entered our world as a baby. They didn't expect it, Lord, except for the wise men that came from the east. They knew about it. But Lord, we have hindsight today, and we can look back on that time, and we can see your love in that event. And Jesus himself told us how much you love us, and that if we just place our trust in him, we can have eternal life, and we can spend eternity in your presence. What a wonderful thought that is, and how we are looking forward to that next great event. So, Father, take great pleasure in our adoration today. As we sing songs of praise and worship, as we celebrate the birthday of a king, it's a wonderful time of the year, Lord. And, Father, thank you for letting us come into your presence today in the name of Jesus and to kneel at your feet and worship you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Almighty God, the Creator of all things. Truly, there is none like you, Lord. Father, Christmas is such a wonderful time, as Easter is, when we finally celebrate that sacrifice on the cross. And so, Lord, I want you to be glorified by the program today, with our thanksgiving for what you have done for us. And if there's someone listening today, oh, they know about Christmas, but they really don't know the reason for the season. May they today understand that what we are celebrating is Emmanuel, God with us, the hope of glory. We're going to continue now with a wonderful medley of Christmas songs. I first heard this medley over 30 years ago on a wonderful album by the RCA Victor Symphony Orchestra and the Robert Shaw Chorale. And here they are now, 30 years later, and their rendition of two songs, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, but first, What Child Is This? Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. And because the newborn King has come and has lived among us and has given his life for us, we can sing all is well, even during difficult times, times when we say, God, are you still there? Are you still in control? Yes, all is well, God says back to us. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. Thank you for joining me today. Coming up in just a little bit, I want to share with you Psalm number 2. Now let me share with you the second psalm. Why do nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Let us break their chains, they say, and throw off their fetters. The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then he rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath, saying, I have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. You will rule them with an iron scepter. You will dash them to pieces like pottery. Therefore, you kings, be wise. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you be destroyed in your way, for his wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him.
Wise men still seek him. Wise men still
they laid him in a lowly manger, for there was no room in the inn. And though a king, he was a stranger to the little town of Bethlehem. How strange that those so close around now seems so very far away. While wise men from afar they found him, his star shone bright to light the way. And wise men still seek him today. His light shines to point them to the way. Though fools have said in their hearts there is no God, wise men still seek him things of this world to satisfy. But now you seek another treasure which wealth or money cannot buy. It matters not just where you've been, my friend. The Lord knows how you feel within. And if you'll give your heart and life to Him, He'll bring your searching to an end.
To show us how to live and love.
The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. And they said that his name was Jesus. Jesus. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. The Virgin Mary had a baby boy. And they said that his name was Jesus. Jesus.
And unto us a blessed child is born. And unto us a blessed child is born. And unto us a blessed child is born. And they said that his name was Jesus.
I'm Dave Kersey, and this is A Call to Worship and Praise. We just heard a medley of songs from the Tom Fetke Singers, soloist Lisa Glasgow. The songs, And in the Fullness of Time, Jesus, O Holy Child, and the Virgin Mary had a baby boy. In the background right now, we're listening to the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes in a medley of songs, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, Joy to the World, The First Noel, Silent Night, and O Come, All Ye Faithful. Thank you so much for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. Coming up a little later in our program today, we're going to be sharing a devotional by Max Licato on being a limb climber or a branch sitter. Doesn't make much sense, but we'll talk about it. I have a feeling some of you can't relate to that. I mean, you know how it feels, don't you? You've been there, you're smiling because you too have been called to go out on a limb a time or two. Well, regardless of the nature of the call, the consequences are the same. But eventually, you're left staring at a bare tree and a hard choice. His will or yours? Well, have you been called to go out on a limb for God? You can bet it won't be easy. Limb climbing has never been easy. Ask Joseph, or better yet, ask Jesus. He knows better than anyone the cost of hanging on a tree. We'll be talking about being a limb climber or a branch sitter, and all that means a little later on in our broadcast. Right now, I just want to say thank you for worshiping with us, and thank you also for sharing with us your financial help here at the end of the year. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 877-207-5504. Or check us out on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. On that website, you can listen to this program anytime you want. You can print out a playlist showing the names of the song and the artists and the album information and things like that. And there are some other things there, too. So check us out at www.calltoworship.us or write to us here at Call to Worship, 2070, that's 2070, Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Well, let's get back to this medley of songs with the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes as we pick up the song with "O Come, All Ye Faithful."
Just a cradle in the shadow of a cross. Just a cradle in the shadow of a cross. Little cradle to the cross, to
to David's throne. From the cradle to the cross, to David's throne, little King Jesus, born in a manger, coming back someday to claim me. He's coming back someday.
I'd like to share some thoughts with you about Joseph, Mary's husband. We don't know much about him, but let me share some verses with you from Matthew chapter 1, beginning with verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." I'd like to share some thoughts by Max Licato from his book, When God Came Near, about how Joseph may have responded to this news from the angel of the Lord. Joseph was perched firmly on his branch in the tree. It was thick, reliable, and perfect for sitting. It was so strong that he didn't tremble when the storms came, nor did he shake when the winds blew. No, this branch was predictable and solid, and Joseph had no intention of leaving it. That is, until he was told to go out on a limb. As he sat securely on his branch, he looked up at the limb God wanted him to climb. He'd never seen one so thin. "That's no place for a man to go," he said to himself. "There's no place to sit. There's no protection from the weather. And how could you sleep dangling from that quivering twig?" He inched back a bit, leaned against the trunk, and pondered the situation. Common sense told him not to go out on the limb. "Conceived by the Holy Spirit," he was told. Come on. Self-defense told him not to do it. "Who will believe me? What will our families think?" Convenience told him not to do it. "Just when I was hoping to settle down and raise a family." Pride told him not to do it. "If she expects me to buy a tail like that." But God had told him to do it. And that's what bothered him. It bothered him because he was happy where he was. Life next to the trunk was good. His branch was big enough to allow him to sit in comfort. He was near scores of other branch sitters, and he made some valid contributions to the tree community. I mean, after all, didn't he make regular visits to the sick at the North Branch Medical Center? And wasn't he the best tenor in the Treedom Singers Chorale? And what about the class he taught on religious heritage, appropriately entitled Our Family Tree? Well, surely God wouldn't want him to leave. I mean, he had, well, you could say he had roots there. Besides, he knew the kind of fellow who goes out on a limb. He's radical. He's an extremist. He He's liberal, always going overboard, always stirring the leaves. Guys with their heads full of strange ideas in search of foreign fruit. Why, the stable ones are the ones who know how to stay close to home and leave well enough alone. Well, I have a feeling some of you can relate to Joseph. You know how he feels, don't you? I mean, you've been there. You're smiling because you too have been called to go out on a limb a time or two. You know the imbalance that comes from having one foot in your will and one foot in his. You have sunk your fingernails into the bark to get a better grip. And you know too well the butterflies that swarm in the pit of your stomach when you realize changes are in the air. Perhaps changes are in the air right now for you. Maybe you're in the midst of a decision. It's disrupting, isn't it? I mean, you like your branch. You've grown accustomed to it and it to you. And like Joseph, you've been a pretty good branch sitter. And then you hear the call. I need you to go out on a limb and take a stand. Some of the local churches are organizing an anti-pornography campaign, and they need some volunteers. I need you to go out on a limb and move. Take your family and move overseas, because I have a special work for you. I need you to go out on the limb and forgive. It doesn't matter who hurt you first. What matters is that you go and build the bridge. I need you to go out on a limb and sacrifice. The orphanage has a mortgage payment due this month, and they can't meet it. Remember the bonus that you received last week? Now, regardless of the nature of your call, the consequences are the same. Civil war. Though your heart may say yes, your feet say no. Excuses blow as numerous as golden leaves in an autumn wind. That's not my talent. Well, it's time for someone else to take charge. Not now. I'll get around to it tomorrow. But eventually, you're left staring at a bare tree and a hard choice. His will or yours? Joseph chose God's will. After all, it was truly the only option. Joseph knew that the only thing worse than a venture into the unknown was the thought of denying his master. So, resolute, he grasped the smaller limb. With tight lips and a determined glint in his eye, he placed one hand in front of the other until he dangled in the air with only his faith in God as a safety net. Well, as it turns out, Joseph's fears were justified. Life wasn't as comfortable as it had been. The limb he grasped was indeed a slender one. The Messiah was to be born to Mary and to be raised in his home. He had to push away the sheep and clear out the cow paddies so his wife would have a place to give birth. He became a fugitive of the law. He spent 2 years trying to understand Egyptian. At times, that limb must have bounced furiously in the wind. But Joseph just shut his eyes and held on. But you can be sure of one thing. He never regretted it. Sweet was the reward for his courage. One look in the face of that heavenly toddler, and he knew he would do it again in a heartbeat. Have you ever been called to go out on a limb for God? You can bet it won't be easy. Limb climbing has never been easy. Ask Joseph. Or better yet, ask Jesus. He knows better than anyone the cost of hanging on a tree. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your love for me and for the world. I thank you for sending Jesus to this earth, born of a virgin, in a family of a father who maybe didn't understand it all, but he knew that God had a plan. I thank you, Father, that you have a plan for me too, and for each listener today to call to worship. And I pray, Lord, that when you speak to them, they might say, as Joseph did, "Not my will, Lord, but yours." May that be our prayer today, that wherever God may find us, and when he tells us that we need to do something, we should say, "Yes, Lord, here am I. Send me."
Who would have thought that long ago so very far away. A little child would be born, and in a manger lay. Who would have thought this little child was born the King of Kings, the son of just a carpenter, but for whom the angels sing. Who would have thought that as he grew and with other children played, this child with whom they laughed and sang would die for them someday. And who would have thought this little child could make a blind man see? He could feed the hungry, make rich the poor, and set the sinner free. Oh, who would have thought this little child was whom the prophet said would take away the sins of men and rise up from the dead? Many years have come and gone, yet this world remains the same. Empires have been built and fallen, only time has made a change. Nation against nation, brother against brother, men so filled with hatred, killing one another. And over half the world is starving, while our banner of decency is torn. Debating over disarmament, killing children before they're born. This little child is who the prophet said will return to judge the world, the living and the dead. that day.
The Psalm 150 Singers and the song entitled This Little Child. I'm Dave Kersey, and I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. And thank you for your letters and for your financial help of this radio ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. And I thank you for your financial help of this radio ministry for this year. And remember that Call to Worship is part of the broadcast ministry of the Dove, radio and television ministry of Medford, Oregon. And now let's wind up our time together with the Marty Parks Male Chorus, a little prayer to end our program today. It's called The Prince of Peace. Have a wonderful week. See you here next week for another time of worship and praise here on A Call to Worship.
Make our hearts your throne, Prince of Peace. Make our lives your own, Prince of Peace. May our joy increase and our striving cease as we rest in you, Prince of Peace. Ooh, make our joy increase and our strife.